Chris Waller's been good enough to join us once again this Saturday. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning.
Good team ahead of you today again today. We might start in the Canterbury with this nice colt, Magnate. Four trials since November, but certainly his most recent trial, he was doing his best work late.
Yeah, just trying to educate them and bring them on as quickly as we can. It's a reason for trials, and of course the public get to see them. So no real surprises with him. You can see he's gradually improving, and his most recent trial was the best of them, and he will continue to improve after today's run. I would say he's a rough place chance today.
And then you got your fillies, Chris, Luciello. She appears to have her fair share of talent as well.
Yep, all three are nice horses, and getting to the stage of the year where we haven't got too much time up our sleeves. So in instances like this, you're having a little bit of a throw at the stumps, but they're both nice horses. Luciello, probably slightly more forward than the other two, and drawn perfectly. Rotator, she's also drawn well, and only trialled as recent as Tuesday, and really impressed us. She was one that we actually sent down for Melbourne in the spring, thinking we might get her to a two-year-old race down there, and she had a couple of foot issues that she had to spell for. So she did plenty of work last preparation. Still, excuse me, still single was the same. Hasn't been quite as sharp in the trials this prep. So how do you split them? Well, that's up to race pressure, I guess, to sort them out.
Yeah, well, you explained the rotator thing. I was amused that you trial, give her a first trial in, you know, the week of her first race, but you've explained that she's already had a prep in Melbourne where she would have had jump outs and whatever.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Race four, how's Adana returned?
He's returned well. He's running the Carbine Club in Melbourne, sort of suggests that we've got a pretty good horse in our hands. Now, I think he showed a bit of that before going to Melbourne. So I think by riding in a more conservative way, and since he's been gilded, he's been a better horse. And he's returned fit, Ronnie. You'll see a pretty fit horse. If anything, I'd like to have him a bit heavier going into his first up run. But from a punter's perspective, he looks fit enough to run well fresh.
Okay. You got Sellers there also. The stop start tactics were against her last time.
Yeah. She ran pretty well considering. I think she finished fourth, getting home nicely. And her race, as you say, was challenged for those back markers. So she won't be far away. And from memory, she doesn't mind a bit of giving the track.
Yeah, the Avenger in race five. He did enough first up. The extra distance suits.
Yeah, really good run first up. Little question mark on a soft seven with him. But, yeah, everything else suits. He'll be fitter thanks to the run. He gets the claim. Nice soft draw. Yeah, obviously the horse of John Thompson's on by Kingdom Come, he'll be very hard to beat.
Race seven, you're strong. You got Seaway here, who maps well from a good draw first up.
He's had a long layoff, a little bit longer than normal, so I'm just hoping his fitness levels are good enough. He looks fit enough, and he's been gilded since last prep too. So I think there's a couple of positives there, and he's got a nice soft draw.
Girl Tuesday, she may have a bit more to do than Seaway in the run, but gee, she's got the unbeaten factor, and she's certainly trialling well.
Yeah, she's a really good horse. I think she'll be better over 2,000 metres, but obviously we've got 1,500 first up. It's far enough if she's fit enough. The query is the draw and the speed of the race. Just might be lacking a bit of tempo. So if we can sort of slot in and just get into a three-wide line from the sort of 600 or 700, it seems to be a pretty good place to be with a horse like her. So that's what we'll be trying. I guess you could say a little bit similar to how we ride Wink.
Yeah, she's just a big girl, and maybe she likes room to move. That's how it looks anyway. High Mist, he's performed well second up in the past.
Yeah, especially on soft tracks.
Yeah.
So that's a big plus for him now that rain's come. And you could make a case for his first up run. I think it was past Mark and good strong senior rider, and Tom Mark one will suit.
Well, what are we going to do in race 8 here? Asterius, he should run another good race. I reckon the jar out of the track will help him today.
Yeah, big plus. That's what the rider said last start is when he got off and hope he can find a bit of give in the track. Taking the blinkers off from memory. Just gets a little bit aggressive in the mid stages of his race. When you're doing gear changes, you're not privy to speed of races, etc. So it looks good speed in this race. He probably could have got could have left them on, but we haven't taken them off. It'll help settle. Good strong run race. Query is 60 kilos in a staying race. It's not ideal, but look, he's showing that he's a capable horse, and hopefully today's his day.
Wugok, more like his distance range today.
Much better, and certainly I think it's his third run back from a spell, so he's a rough place chance at good odds.
I like backup horses. Eagle Bayer, you know, not a lot went right last week, so backing up may suit him.
Yeah, in the last 100 metres, I was probably looking through rose-coloured glasses, but I thought he got home pretty well, so hence the reason for the backup. Good draw, strong rider.
What do you make of these two lightly raced improvers down in the weights here, Body and Naboo?
Today will tell us. That's why they're running. There's a bit of a New Zealand connection with both horses, and they're possible New Zealand Derby horses, which is in about 4 or 5 weeks' time. They need to run today to prove that they're good enough to make that trip. And today's the race to find out. And I think the weight scale's quite good in Sydney at the moment in terms of if you can ride the fine good riders at 52 kilos, it's certainly giving horses like this a chance. They're getting 8 kilos off the Asterius. So Botty, just forget his run last start. It was a cracker. He just couldn't win the way the race was run.
Yep.
I think there's a big plus for him from that alone. And third up, he'll be ready to go. And Nobu, he's taking a big step up in grade. So not quite as confident with him, but they're both horses that we're watching closely.
Now you finished strong with Perrette, who was good first up. Extra 100 metre suits.
Yeah, and my mindset is 1200 is a completely different race to 1100. They actually have to jump, settle, and then finish off. For 1100, you can get away with running all the way. And I think for that reason, 1200 will suit him much better. Good soft draw again, and the benefit of that first up run will be very good. So I think he's going to certainly help us finish the day off strong. And obviously, performer resuming. 3-year-old running against the older horses, which I don't see as a major negative. Probably not as good on a soft track. Yeah, I think he might have won the Breeders on a soft track, but he's come back well. You'll be impressed with him when you see him in the yard. And I know he hasn't lived up to expectations, but from what I'm seeing at home, he's still a good horse.
Yeah, he's he finally finds benchmark racing, so we'll learn more today. Yeah,
learn more today, and it'll give us a guide where we head with him. Do we stay to the sprint distances, or possibly get him up to the guineas distance?
Okay, I can't let you go without asking about Winx and Tom.
Tom is fantastic. He's gloating. He's walking around with his head held high.
So he should.
It was good, and it's good that the following he's had. And we take it on the chin when he doesn't win, but yeah, that's part of racing, and it's great to see people getting behind him. And Winx, she's fantastic. She's come through Tuesday's gallop trial, which I was very happy with. Huey was happy. We're bang on target. She could easily race next Saturday. We've got to wait 2 Saturdays. So she'll just tick over nicely for the next 2 weeks, and you'll see her in 2 weeks today at Randwick.
You usually give her an exhibition gallop. Is that on the cards or not? Being worried
on the cards. Yep. It's on the cards. As it's worked out this year, she'd have to go to Warwick Farm, which is no knock, but I haven't taken her there before. We'll just have a look and see what the temperatures are like on the day. We'd only really put it in there if we were desperate to get some extra fitness into her. And just with having it 2 weeks and well prepared, we're on target. So it's not too necessary at this stage.
And just one more. What's the situation with runners in Dubai?
It's only Dubai is a great place to race horses. The prize money is massive, but we've got the Sydney Carnival and the Melbourne Carnival, which is only short in the autumn. So realistically, we've nominated horses in case something went wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
You missed a race, or you had multiple runners that could be lining up and clashing. And look, I don't really see it happening. And realistically, I think you've got to take sprinters. That's where Australians have the edge. So we've got the new market. The Dubai sprint, Alcorn sprint, is about 2 or 3 weeks after the new market. We could have a look at a couple of those colts, but I think it's pretty good in Australia racing at the moment, and we've got to make sure that it's seen that way as well.
Yeah. Good luck today, Chris.
Thanks very much, Ronnie.